When I talk to families preparing for baptism about coming to church, the two reasons I hear most often for why they're not here are nap times, or if the children are older, sports. I'd say that overall, sports are a pretty big deal at Leaside. We have people of all ages who play tennis, badminton, and lawn bowling, people who golf, ski, and curl, and maybe especially for those a little younger, who play soccer, hockey, baseball, and basketball. And then, in addition to that, there's everyone who watches one or more of these sports. Right now, you might be following the Scotties. And did you see that this is the first year of pay equity between the Scotties and the Briars? Or you might be excited that we have so many Canadian teams qualifying for the Summer Olympics. The list is men and women's rugby sevens, women's soccer, women's basketball, women's water polo, women's softball, men's volleyball, and men's field hockey so far. And you might be talking about Jack Campbell's goaltending with last night's Leafs win. Oh, and basketball. You might be disappointed that the Raptors' 15-game winning streak was broken Wednesday night, the longest in Canadian history for the NBA, NHL, CFL, or Major League Baseball, although nowhere near the NBA record of 33 games by the Lakers in 72. Sometimes, as a church, we celebrate sports. Sometimes we mourn how it can take people away from church. But like everything else, so much of it is about how we approach it, the intention that we bring to it, and our willingness to recognize that spirituality exists everywhere, in every part of our everyday lives. Actually, of all the sports, basketball might be the most obvious to link to the church. James Naismith, who was born in Canada in 1861, was not just a physical educator, but also a Christian chaplain, earning a diploma at the Presbyterian College in Montreal in 1890. It was as a physical education teacher at the YMCA, that's Young Men's Christian Association, International Training School in Springfield, Massachusetts, that he created basketball. Struggling with a rowdy class confined indoors because of the winter weather, he was told by Dr. Luther Gulick, head of physical education, to create an indoor game that would not take up much room, would help its track athletes to keep in shape, and to make it fair for all players and not too rough. Naismith analyzed the most popular games and noticed the hazards of the ball, concluding that the big soft soccer ball was safest. He saw that most physical contact occurred when running with the ball, dribbling or hitting it, so he decided that passing was the only legal option. Then he reduced body contact by making the goal unguardable, putting it up high. And so the first game of basketball was played in December 1891. By 1893, basketball was introduced internationally by the YMCA movement. And for the first few years, basketball was played only between YMCA groups. It was an explicitly Christian game, making it perfect for us to focus on as we talk about spirituality and sports more generally. Anajay Woodbine, author of Black Gods of the Asphalt, Religion, Hip Hop, and Street Basketball, says that Naismith created the sport as a way to bring white meaning to the church. According to Woodbine, the black church later picked it up as a stylized form of resistance to white supremacy. And it's true that basketball appeals in a way unlike others to visible minority groups in North America. And basketball is particularly a sport of Canada, the United States, China, and Japan, interestingly. I think the Philippines was number 5 there. Josh Elliott wrote an article for Global News about how the raptors got their name and their look. He writes, John Petove Jr. knew he'd have a hard sell with a bad team in a market full of devoted Toronto Maple Leafs fans. So he wanted to make the jersey as edgy and subversive as possible. We were targeting women, kids, and new Canadians, Petove told Global News. Let the old white guys follow hockey, but we're going to get the next generation. A naming contest was open to the public, and T-Rex was a top choice because of Jurassic Park's release in 93, and this was 94. But his son suggested the raptors. The Tyrannosaurus Rex was a central monster in the film, but it was the Velociraptors that captured many kids' imaginations with their speed, ferocity, intelligence, and pack-like mentality. When they chose colors, Naismith Silver was added to connect to basketball's Canadian roots. Last year, with the proliferance of We the North, as the Raptors won the NBA, news stories talked about the passion and diversity of the Raptors fans, using it as a symbol of Canadian multiculturalism. But sticking for a moment with the pack-like mentality, part of that excitement around the 15-game winning streak this year is because of this, that the team, despite the number of injuries, has depth. And that depth isn't just more star players, but a team that works together as a team. It's about working together. And that's what our scripture is about today. About working together, not putting one person forward as our star player, the person that we follow, or another person forward as a star player, but instead seeing our work together as important. It's about that teamwork, that working together, setting aside our differences and our disagreements as we approach the communion table or the courts. That's a spiritual practice, and one that's essential for team sports. Sports can be spiritual. They can be a place where we practice aspects of our faith, like working together. But as with all things, this is first about our intention, what we bring to sports, what we make of them. Edward Hastings writes, as a scholar who teaches a course on sport and spirituality in a Roman Catholic school, I often run up against common clichés that get in the way. The first cliché he names is sports inherently build character. And he says, they can build character, but there is no guarantee they will. Unfortunately, there are plenty of examples of how they do not automatically help one morally, including steroid use, issues related to concussions, recruiting scandals, and gambling problems. It has been said that sports create character or reveal character. In a society that is obsessed with winning, we must focus on the character building of athletic achievement as opposed to just the outcome of who came in first. The character building of athletic achievement. Or you could say the spirituality of the sport rather than the win. In an interview with Phil Jackson on his book, Sacred Hoops, Spiritual Lessons of a Hardwood Warrior, Oprah was reading from his book. What moves me is watching young men bond together and tap into the magic that arises when they focus with their whole heart and soul on something greater than themselves. Once you experience that, it's something you never forget. And Oprah says, "This is the spirituality that you're talking about." "Yes, it is," Phil replied. People write about the transcendent experience of playing sports. That moment when you know the game well enough that you feel it in your bones, and you're no longer there thinking through every moment and every move and every pass, but you're just there present. A transcendent state, not unlike one that might be reached through other spiritual practices like a walking meditation. And as spectators and fans, we might turn to sports in a spiritual sense as inspiration. Inspiration is something that moves us forward. Inspiration, of course, being the word spirit within sport. Spirit within. What moves us? What inspires us? In 2016, the Vatican launched an initiative titled Sport at the Service of Humanity. And that conference identified six virtues that can be taught through sports: joy, compassion, respect, love, balance, and enlightenment. But I want to end with the first of those, with joy. Because ultimately, that's what the opportunity and the challenge of sports is. The opportunity to experience joy, whether as players or as spectators. And the challenge is when sport, in its emphasis on success and achievement, loses that joy. We need to remember that sports are play, something fun, something that allows us to celebrate our physical bodies and our physical world, the spiritual that exists all around us right now. Sports as play, sports as fun, that itself is spiritual, and that is a gift when we bring that intention with us to the game. And so I invite you, perhaps physically, perhaps within, to jump for joy. Amen.